This is our homecoming Sunday. The Sunday when we come back. A lot of us have taken vacations. And you know what? Jesus is going to make this the hardest Sunday to follow him. Because he asks us to forgive our enemies. There was a young man who was on the one plane that was over going towards Philadelphia, right? And he was able to call his wife on the cell phone before the plane went down. This young man had a little girl, 3 months old, and I believe the parents were both around 21 years old. She said they had the most wonderful conversation. He didn't seem scared or frightened. They just kept repeating over and over again, "I love you, I love you, I love you. Take care of Emmy. No matter what you do, Emmy, I will always love you. No matter what decisions you make in life, I will love you. I love you, I love you, I love you." And that was the last conversation that they ever had. And the mother, Lisbeth, said she doesn't have any hate. She has no anger. She said, "I am very fortunate for someone my age. We said everything that we needed to say in those few moments." And she's moving on. There was another woman who was interviewed after the plane went down. And she lost her, I think it was a 3-year-old child. And she was talking to the reporter, and she's so sad and crying. And the reporter says, "Well, I hope you're able to go to your place of worship this Sunday, and maybe that will bring some reconciliation." And she said, "I'm not going to my place of worship this weekend. You see, I'm a Christian, and I know what Jesus would say to me." So where are we at? Which one are we? It's difficult. It's a very difficult day to be a Christian. Am I right? Jesus calls us to do a very, very difficult thing. Forgiveness is not easy. I wonder if there's anyone here who needs to be set free and to forgive. We must forgive, not only because of what anger and resentment will do to us, but because that's what God calls us to do. There was a psychologist who did a study of 61 alcoholics. And in every case, there was someone that the alcoholic was angry at. And once they dealt with that anger, they were able to move on. Holding on to anger does terrible things to us. I don't know if any of you have ever read Victor Hugo's novel Les Miserables. Jean Valjean or Jean Valjean. Okay, thank you. Served a 19-year sentence for stealing a loaf of bread in order to feed his sister's family. Finally, he's set free, and a bishop is the only one who offers him any kind of hospitality. He takes him into his home, and the man steals some of his silver, and he's caught red-handed by the police. You remember? You remember what the bishop does? The police calls him in to come and press charges, and he grabs the silver candlestick holders and takes them down to the police station and says, "Sir, you forgot these." Meaning that this was a deal that they had made, that he didn't steal them, that he had bought them or it was given them. So no charges were brought against this man. This man understood then what grace was about. He helped to raise an orphan child as his own. He forgives the policemen who wanted to put him back in jail. And finally, he dies holding those candlesticks. That the bishop gave him. What is it that changed this embittered man? He learned to extend mercy because mercy had been extended to him. In my opinion, and I think in Jesus' opinion, this is the only way to change the world. This is the only way to end violence. Retribution doesn't work. Friends, every time we enter this sanctuary, we have a symbol of forgiveness that has been extended to us, and it is this cross. Accept the grace that is offered you this morning. And then, in the name of the one that has forgiven you a debt which you cannot possibly repay, extend grace to others.